So the shiur this evening is for Shlomo Yosef Chaim Yisachar Ben Chaim Mushkit. I just wanted to open by saying that I grew up louder. I grew up catty corner to the Feige Mouse and relationship with a lot of their children and whatever I could do. When Kenny asked me to give the shiur, whatever I could do was an honor for me to be here to learn and explore Pesach with you. But also, because I grew up here and have lived here for the last 30 plus years, off and on, with many of you growing up, and many of you were role models for me, so it's a pleasure for you to be here. But specifically, the Feigenbaums, we all know, continue to play a foundational role in so many of our communal institutions. So whatever we all could do as a community is not just a nice thing to do, but it's a chiyuv to do to help them and Chaim through this difficult time. I wanted to talk to you tonight about the difference, a shiur that, and ideas that many of you are familiar with, but I thought maybe we could take it a little bit further. What is the difference between the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, the remembering of the Exodus that we do every day when we say Shema every day? Part of Shema is to say the third paragraph of Shema, both evening and in the morning. We say at the end of Shema, pasuk you're all familiar with, but I put it here on our source sheets somewhere on page, right in the beginning, page one, we say the parsha of Tittus. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Atzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Lios Lachem Elokim Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Lines 12 through 14 on page one, we say the words of Hashem when He says, "I took you out of Egypt." Every day we say those words, "I took you out of Egypt," in order that we remember that we left Egypt. So if we're doing that every day, the authorities, the Achronim, ask the question, why do we have to take a special day out of the year, a special 7 days, to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? We do this every single day, twice a day. So it's not a big deal. Why do we have to clean our houses and go crazy and have all no chametz? This is something we do every day. So what are we doing different on this night? What are we adding? So this is a famous question that the Brisker tradition developed. And they gave three answers, or Chaim gave three answers, and Rav Soloveitchik added one more to that. And the first answer was really developed also by the Menchas Chinuch, and that is that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, telling the story on the night of the Seder, you can't just say to yourself, you have to teach others. And that's why we have the kids asking questions, Manishtana. We get them involved because it's a story, and the way people tell stories is interactive, which it would be helpful tonight if you're interactive during this year. So that's number one. On the night of the Seder, it's interactive. Even if you have nobody to tell the story to, unfortunately, you have to tell the story to yourself, because it's supposed to be done in an interactive telling of the story way. You have to tell it to someone else. If you don't have anybody, you pretend that you have someone else. That's the number one difference. Has to be told as a story. Right? And how do we know that? Where does it say that in the Torah? What's the famous words in the Torah that has to be told as a story? V'gadta l'bincha. Okay, that's the source for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. And look at the Rambam when he tells us about the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Line 30. Mitzvah lehodia lebanim. Even if they don't ask you, you have to tell your children. That's the mitzvah of tonight, of the night of the Seder. V'gad l'vincha. Okay. Anyone else want to give any other differences that you can think of between the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the regular mitzvah we do every day? This is some obvious ones. I just gave one to start it off. Anyone want to join in? Save me here. All right.
Visual aids.
What?
Visual aids.
Okay, visual aids. Excellent. The Rabbi Gamliel says you have to say three things, and those three things you have to talk about: Pesach, Matzah, Mar. Okay, that's in the Rambam, line 63, Halacha Hey. Kol mi shelo amar shloshu dvarim elu b'leil chamishas lo yotzei dei chovaso ve'elu in Pesach, Matzah, Mar. Okay. That's part of the mitzvah sibris yisraim. So we have two differences so far. You have to tell it to someone else. It's not enough for you to say it. You can say Shema in your home by yourself or in shul quietly. But sibris yisraim, you're supposed to tell someone else, and you have to use props. You have to talk about the Pesach Matzah Mar. You can also cheat here by using the Rambam that some of you have in front of you. The other differences that Reb Chaim pointed out were line 52. If you notice, when we say every day, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoteisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of Egypt, what do we leave out from the story? On a regular night. What's the main focus of the regular night? That God took us out. But we mention nothing about what happened in Mitzrayim. So, but on the night of the Seder, Vitzarech Lahaskel B'Genosu L'Sayim B'Shemach. Line 52, the Rambam says that you have to start with the Avdus. You have to start with the fact that we were slaves. And then God took us out. On a regular night, you don't mention anything about slaves. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik added another one to his grandfather. That was his yard site last night. So he added the following. He says that what's the end of Magid? What's the very, very end of Magid? Hallel. And he said that the difference of Sipur Yisir Yisrael and Sechir Yisir Yisrael is that Sipur is supposed to lead you to say thank you. L'hodosu l'hallel. Right? L'fichach anachnu chayav l'hodosu l'hallel. On a regular night, if you don't say thank you, that's okay. You just have to say, God, I remember that you took me out of Egypt. But that you took my forefathers out of Egypt. But on the night of the Seder, you have to say thank you. Okay. I just wanted to add one other one that I think, and I saw that this the Maharal, I think, is trying to say this, that the difference between Tchiras Yisiris Mitzrayim and Tzibur Yisiris Mitzrayim, I just gave it away a second ago. Another major difference is, any other thoughts? Right, exactly. So look at line 71 in the Rambam. B'chol dor v'dor chayev adam laharos es atzmo. The Rambam changed it. But it's liros es atzmo ki luhu ba'atzo yatza ata mishibud Mitzrayim. On the night of the Seder, you have to feel as if you left Mitzrayim, as if you were taken out of Mitzrayim. Now the Gemara and the Haggadah quote a different pasuk than the Rambam quotes. What pasuk does the Gemara quote? And the Haggadah quote? Anyone remember from the Seder night? It was too late already. The Gemara, the V'higa'at Levencha, right? Which is on page 2 for a second. Go to page 2, 105. V'higa'at Levencha, the main pasuk. Line 105, Bayom Ahulimor, Bavur Ze Asa Hashem Li, Bitsi Mitzrayim. You have to say that to your child, you have to tell them, God took me, Asa Hashem Li, God took me out of Bitsi Mitzrayim. The Rambam quotes a different pasuk, line 74, Vizacharta Ki Eved Ha'isa. You have to remember that you were a slave. So on the night of the Seder, the difference is, what Zechiras Yitzius Mitzrayim, memory, when we talk about memories, what are we talking about? We're talking about history, ancient history. So this happened a long time ago to our people. Every day we remember a piece of history. But on the Seder night, we have to pretend as if we ourselves left. That's the difference between Zechiras Yitzius Mitzrayim and Sipur Yitzius Mitzrayim. We have to tell a story. Like you tell a story when you're telling your kids what happened to you a long time ago. I remember when I used to walk 15 miles to shul, you can at least walk the half a block, right? So that, those type of things, that's a sipur, that's a story, that's what we do on the night of the Seder. What I wanted to do with you tonight for a few minutes is to explore the following question, which is, why would it be necessary for us to do this? Because it's more true that it's ancient history. Why is it important for us to remember it and specifically to tell the story in a way that it happened to us? It didn't happen to us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us with the mitzvah of Sipur Yisir Tzarim that we have to once a year go through experience and pretend that this happened to us. Okay? Why would that be necessary? And I thought the way to answer that question is to look throughout the Torah and to see that there are many, many mitzvos in the Torah that have nothing to do with Pesach that are yet connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And one, it's one of the main focuses of the whole Torah is getting us to think about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if we could look at what those mitzvos are trying to do, then maybe that will help us go back and answer what Pesach is trying to do. Because I think Pesach is trying to set up a lot of mitzvos throughout the Torah. What we're doing, what we did a few days ago and through these 7 days, is setting up a lot of mitzvos that we do throughout the year. And maybe looking at those mitzvos, hopefully looking at those mitzvos, will be able to tell us why it's important for us on this on these 7 days to feel as if we left. Anyone have any ideas before we start why it's important to feel as if many of the ideas that we're going to flesh out from the Torah you could think of on your own? Why would it be important to feel as if, what's the difference between telling over ancient history and feeling as if you left yourself? Why is
part
that?
Of the Masorah. In other words, that's, you're supposed to have the family and the children as if you were there. If you just tell over ancient history, then it's just knowledge. But if you live it, if you're part of it, then it's something that stays with you.
It's definitely more effective,
right,
as a way, if we want to impart it to our kids. So if we tell it as ancient history, it's not going to be as...
Correct.
I didn't think of that. That's a great point, as a teaching mechanism.
To build up for Shavuos.
I definitely want to look at that. We're gonna explore the connection to Shavuos. That's very important. I didn't realize before I was learning, just looking over the, what I did was I did a Bar Ilan search of all the times Mitzrayim came up in the Torah, and then I went through and saw, what is the Torah trying to, and I realized that Shavuos is Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. I never thought about that before until I saw that pasuk. We'll see in a second. Any other points? Okay, so let's look at some of the mitzvos and try to see if we can see some themes. Let's start with Shabbos, because Shabbos is a mitzvah that is Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, right? We say in Kiddush. Okay, Kenny didn't ask me to sing, so I'll try to stop, refrain from singing. Okay, let's look at Shabbos, line 253. V'yom ha-shivii, Shabbos la-Hashem Elokecha, lo ta'ase kol melacha, atzo vincha uvitecha, v'avdecha, v'amasecha, v'shorcha, v'chamecha, v'chol v'amtecha, v'gercha asher b'sharecha, l'ma'an yanuach, avdecha v'amascha kamocha. Very difficult pasuk to understand, but in the second Aseres HaDibros, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us that we have to rest on Shabbos, and our entire family and our entire staff has to rest on Shabbos. The last four words are hard to understand. Then line 257. Why? V'zacharta ki eved ha'isa v'eretz Mitzrayim. You have to remember that you were slaves in Mitzrayim. V'yotziyacha Hashem lekecha misham b'yad chazakov zoran tuya. Al-Kain Sivcha Hashem Lekecha L'Asos Yom HaShabbos. Why does everyone think we celebrate Shabbos? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. That's what it says in the first Aseres HaDibros and in the beginning of the Torah. But in the second set of Aseres HaDibros, it says the reason we celebrate Shabbos every week is because God took us out of Egypt. What is the connection between leaving Egypt and celebrating Shabbos? You have to have this in mind every single Shabbos. What's the connection? So let's look at the Ramban. The Ramban quotes from the Rambam. He says the following, that line 273, Zachar es Yom HaShabbos, that's talking about Kavod Shabbos. What does it mean, Shamor es Yom HaShabbos Tekacho? Line 277, Hayisino avadim Mitzrayim ovdim kol yom al korchenu. We had to work all day in Mitzrayim. V'lo ha'isalonu menucha, we had no break. God told us on Shabbos to take a break. Kadesh Nazkir Chas De Hashem Aleinu Bohotzio Sonu Me Avdos L'Menucha. We want every Shabbos, we're taking a break from Menucha. Why? Because we can't. We're in charge of our own lives. Right? If we were slaves, we would not be able to rest on Shabbos. So every Shabbos, when we take a break because we can, because we choose to take a vacation, we're remembering that the only reason we're able to take a vacation now is because God took us out of Egypt. Because if we were slaves, we would have to work today. So it's to help us remember and to say thank you to Hashem. That's how the Rambam views Shabbos. It's every Shabbos is a remembering as a thank you to Hashem that we went out of Egypt. A very similar concept to this is the mitzvah of Bikurim. So on page 4, the Torah, when you bring the Bikurim, you say Arami Oved Avi, the parsha that we said on the night of the Seder, and you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole story of why you're here, bringing the Bikurim, the first fruits, to him in the Beis HaMikdash. And you say, I remember that we were slaves in Egypt. You took us out of Egypt. And you brought us to Eretz Yisrael. And now I'm giving you these Bikurim. What's the purpose of Bikurim? Why do we bring the first fruits? It's a thank you to Hashem for taking us out of Egypt, for bringing us to Israel, for having our own field, for being able to work our own field and have fruits that we say, these are our fruits. So one major theme in the Torah, if we look at the mitzvot of Shabbos and Bikurim, is that Yetzias Mitzrayim helps us appreciate all the things that we have in our life. The ability to take vacations, the ability to have our own fruit that we created, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for those. Because if we wouldn't remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, we wouldn't say thank you when we took a vacation. If we wouldn't remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, then when we had a bag of fruits that we made with our own hands, we wouldn't say thank you to Hashem. Remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim helps us to appreciate and to say thank you to Hashem. That's one of the main themes. And I think what you could argue, I think what Rav Soloveitchik would argue, is that if you feel that it happened to you, then it's much easier for you to say thank you. When I was in the rabbinate, so a woman asked me to be Misadar Kiddushin at her wedding, and I was also I was friendly with the family for a long time, and her father passed away, and she told me that she wanted to have someone walk her down to the aisle who was not a family member. She asked me, "Is that Shiloh? Is that okay?" So I said, sure, of course that's okay, but I wanted to know who this person was. And she told me that this person, her father, was in a concentration camp, so he had a bad leg. He had one shorter leg. One leg was shorter than the other, her father. And there was no way anyone thought, you're not going to survive because you're not going to be able to complete the work that you have to do. So this one man, who was the person who was walking her down the aisle, was the person who did whatever her father couldn't do. He couldn't keep up with the work. He only produced 10 shirts, so he instead of 20. So this guy would do 10 more of his own. So she said to me, if it weren't for this guy, I wouldn't be here today. So she felt as if she personally had been lifted out of the concentration camp because of this man. So she wanted to walk him to walk her down the aisle. So I think that's the same idea here, that it's very easy to say thank you to someone for helping your great-great-great-grandfather. But if you feel as if you were saved yourself, then it's much easier to say thank you. The second area of mitzvos that seem to be related to Yetzias Mitzrayim, besides the thank you mitzvos, are mitzvos that are trying to impress upon us a certain concept in our emunah. If you look at the Ramban on Shabbos, he disagrees with the Rambam. He says the Rambam is ridiculous. And he says, therefore, he says no one's going to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim when they're vacationing on Shabbos. It's not going to help us remember. Okay, so what is the point? He says that Shabbos is really to commemorate on the last page. I'll just tell you outside. But he says Shabbos is really to commemorate, lines 288 through the end. Shabbos is really to commemorate Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But sometimes people have a very difficult time believing that God really created the world. So if you're not sure, you should think about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim were miracles. And if you have a tradition that Yetzias Mitzrayim happened, that people saw, our forefathers saw the miracles, so then it's much easier to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world. Because you could say, look, how do I know God created the world? Or even if He created the world, how do I know that God's still involved? So what Yetzias Mitzrayim is there to teach us is that A, God created the world, and that God's still involved in the world. That's the concept of Emuna. And I think you could say the same thing there, that if miracles happen to your forefathers, and there's a tradition in the family that some miracle happened, that my grandfather always used to tell me about, that my family descends from the Tosos Yontif. I'm sure half of the room family is from the Tosos Yontif. But anyway, it was a famous story where he was in jail, and a lot of miracles happened. So my grandfather always used to, like, that was, for him, that was a source of his emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had helped his... But I think there's eino doma when you see a miracle happen to yourself. When something in your life happens that you know cannot be explained except for a miracle, and everybody has something like that. When something like that happens, then there's a sense of belief that can't be replaced by any story that you know from history. So that's why I think if like the Ramban argues, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is really there to fix in our minds certain points of emunah that God created the world, that it's important for us to tell our children that this happened to us, that the miracles happened to us. Okay. The third type of mitzvos, and like you see that I only quoted Shabbos and Bikurim for Emunah and Hodah. These are not the main mitzvos in the Torah. The main times Mitzrayim is listed has nothing to do with Emunah, has nothing to do with Hodah. The main other two times are as follows. I would categorize it as Kedusha. Throughout the Torah says to us that the reason I took you out of Egypt is for you to be holy people. Let's look at it for a second. Line 210. Let's look at line 218. Excuse me. Ki ani Hashem lokeichem, I'm Hashem your God, v'yizkad ishtem v'yisem kidoshim ki kadosh ani. V'loz titamu es nafsho seichem v'chol asheretz v'rmeis al aretz. So it's very important that you be holy people like I'm holy, and that you keep all the rules of kashrus, including shrutzim. This is the end of Parsha Shmini. Why? Ki ani Hashem lokechem amal eschem eretz Yitzrayim liyos lachem leilo him v'yisem kidoshim ki kadosh ani. Because I took you out of Egypt, and the purpose of me taking you out of Egypt is for you to be holy. The same thing when it comes to Kiddush Hashem, dying for God's sake. Right? Unfortunately, in certain times in history, people were asked to give their lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather than commit serious avir. Line 226. V'lo sechalu Hashem kochi. Do not create a chilul Hashem. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Ani Hashem lokech mekadishchem. Kiddush Hashem. Why? Hamotzi eschem eretz Yisrael lios lachem l'lokim ani Hashem. This is the reason I took you out of Egypt. This is the condition. Look at line 233 from the Torah's Kohanim. Al tenai hoseisi eschem eretz Yisrael shetimasur atzvichem mekadish eshmi. This is the condition that I had when I took you out of Egypt, is that you would be willing to give your life. So, and I think that's also the concept behind the whole Mishkan. In brief, we could talk about this in length, but v'shachanti v'soch b'nei Yisrael v'isi lahem le'lokim, at the end of the description of the Mishkan, I just skipped to line 210, v'yadu ki ani Hashem alokeichem asher etzisi eschem eretz Yisrael l'shachni b'socham. What's the whole purpose of the Mishkan? The whole purpose of the Mishkan, the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, says the Torah, is because I needed to have among you a place where I could be there. I needed you to be Kodesh. I needed a Kodesh place. So what's going on here? I think the answer is the following, that we say later in a different section, we'll come back to this, but I think the concept is as follows. There's an important concept of smichas gula tefila, that right after you remember every day that God took us out of Egypt, what's the next thing we do right after that? Ani Hashem lekeichem asher etzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim li'os lechem legim. We continue talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. We go through the whole story. We get to Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem yimloch li'olam va'ed. Baruch atah Hashem gal Yisrael. What's the next thing we do? We say Shmona Esrei. That's what the Gemara says. Kriyashma, then tefila. What's the reason for that? Rabbeinu Yonah says the reason for that is that Shmona Esrei is avoda. It's avoda Hashem. What's the source in the Torah for tefila? You have to serve God with your heart. Worship of the heart. It's avoda. That's what Shmona Esrei is. Work for Hashem. So how do I know that I have to work for Hashem? What's the source of that? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because when God took us out of Egypt, we were slaves in Egypt. So taking us out of Egypt, God was buying us as His slaves. And He tells us every day, I want you to do the following work every day. I want you to daven. That's our avoda that God requires of us. And He quotes, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the famous pasuk that says, line 185, we'll get back to this later, Kili Bnei Yisrael Avadim Avadayim Asher Otzeisi Yosam Eretz Mitzrayim Ani Hashem Alkechem. Bnei Yisrael are slaves to me because I took them out of Egypt. We're slaves. Our avoda is to do tefillah. But as Avdei Hashem, when we have to carry ourselves in a certain way. Right? I went today to the Mets game, so I told my kids before as we're going, you know, it's obvious that they're Jews, even though they're wearing Mets caps. It's still obvious that they're Jews wearing tzitzis, and my kids can't keep their shirts tucked in, as I'm sure many of your young kids can't. We have to conduct ourselves in a certain way. Kiddush Hashem. We are the Legion HaMelech. We are the Avadim of Hashem. People recognize that. People see that. That requires us to behave in a holier way and to be holy people. That's the concept of it. It's not just a thank you. It's not just we have certain beliefs. We owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu our service as His slaves, as His special people, because He took us out of Mitzrayim. And to clarify, that's the purpose of the Mishkan. That's the purpose of Yerushalayim, of the Beis HaMikdash. Because when we put the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle of our state, and we say, this is our capital, this is our ruler, this is who owns us, Hashem, so then it says who we are. It says who we are. So this is many, many mitzvos in the Torah reflect this. And specifically tefillin. Tefillin also reflects this. Tefillin is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Many people don't know that. But and I think the concept behind tefillin, and I'm kind of going to it, is that tefillin requires us to have our minds in a very holy state. That's why in many communities throughout history, they didn't put on tefillin because they felt like we can't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name on our head. It's too holy, and that's why we put on our tefillin for a minimal amount. Even though the mitzvah is to have tefillin all day, we put on tefillin just for a little bit because it's to turn your body into something holy. That's what Yitzias Mitzrayim requires of us. Another mitzvah along those lines is Pidyon HaBen. We owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Bechors. We owe Him the first animals because God saved our firstborns on the night of Pesach. There's this concept of being in debt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being requiring us to act as special people because God owns us. I think the only way we can feel that debt is when you are actually the person who owes the money. And that's why I think it's important to tell the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim once a year at least, as if it happened to me. Because it's very nice that you saved my grandfather, or my great-grandfather, or great-grandmother, but how does that mean that I owe you something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But if you have a real sense, and you communicate this to your children, that I personally was taken out of of Mitzrayim, so then I can feel that I really owe something. And I really have to be a special person, because this is the guy who saved me. And I represent him. And I have to be a Kodesh person. And that's why I think for these mitzvahs, it's clear that it has to be told at least once a year as a personal story. And the final area of mitzvahs that the Torah stresses are connected to Mitzrayim, this will close, are the Bein Adam Lachavero. If you look, so many mitzvahs I couldn't list. This is the main thing in the Torah that's connected to Mitzrayim. Line 130, V'ger lo sone. If you have a person who converts to Judaism, do not oppress him or her. V'lo sochatzenu. Ki gerim eisem eretz Yisrael. You too are slaves. Don't think you're so special. You have great yichus. Your yichus is slaves. Your yichus are strangers. And you were a misfit once upon a time. People picked on you. Almana yasom. Okay. Torah repeats this many times, and it says, line 141, Vahavta lo kamocha. You have a ger in your community, you have to love them like you love yourself. There's two mitzvahs in the Torah. People don't know this. Vahavta lo reacha kamocha, vahavta lo ger kamocha. Two separate of the 613. Why? Ki gerim eisem eretz Mitzrayim. You have to have special weights. You have to have correct weights in your house. Line 145. Why? Because God took us out of Egypt. What does weights have to do with God took us out of Egypt? So many more mitzvahs like this. If someone becomes poor, don't lend them with ribbis. Why don't we lend people with ribbis? Line 170. Ani Hashem lokechem asher etzisi eschem eretz Yisrael loseis lechem eseretz kanan lios lechem legim. I took you out of Egypt. Therefore, you can't lend people with ribbis. When a person becomes poor and they sell themselves as a slave, treat them properly. Return them at the right time. When they go out, give them lots of money. Why? All these things. These people are really my slaves. So many more mitzvos. Dvarim perichav dalet. We don't have time, but the whole mitzvos of tzedakah, all the mitzvos of peah, lekah, shichah, all those mitzvos, the Torah says, why? V'zacharta ki evad ha'yisav eretz v'tzayim. Why is it so important for us to feel on the night of the Seder as if we were slaves, as if we were strangers? Because so many of the mitzvos in the Torah, when it comes to the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, not oppressing people, not taking advantage of people, are based on the fact that we were once slaves. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a very important comment that I wanted to share with you, which is the following. It says in the Torah, in Parshas Vayera, Vayitzaveim es b'nei Yisrael, lohotzi es b'nei Yisrael, meretz Mitzrayim. Something like that. Vayitzav es paro melech Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael, lohotzi es b'nei Yisrael, meretz Mitzrayim. God commanded Paro to let us go, and God commanded b'nei Yisrael to let themselves go. That's what the Torah says. Makes no sense. Why would God have to command us to let ourselves go? So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz quotes from the Yerushalmi that what it means is the following. That at that moment, the first mitzvah we ever got, not Rosh Chodesh, the Yerushalmi says it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, what was the first mitzvah we ever got as a people? What? That's what the Pashup Shot in the Torah says that. But the Yerushalmi says that it's sending slaves free. That was the first mitzvah we ever got. Where does it say that? Vayitzaveim es b'nei Yisrael, lohotzi es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Yitzrayim. Why was that the first mitzvah we got? Right then, God was saying the following. I want you to capture this moment in your mind. How does it feel to be a slave? Before you go, it feels pretty bad, right? You want to leave Mitzrayim. Remember that feeling, because one day you're going to have your own slaves. And you're going to not want to let them go. But you're going to remember that you once had a very bad thing happen to you. You were a slave, and you remember how it feels. And that motivates you to let these people go. And that's the concept behind so many mitzvos Bein Adam L'Chaveiro in the Torah. Why do you have to give money to poor people? Doesn't make sense. You won't need your money for yourself. But you remember once upon a time that you were down and out. And you didn't have any money. And how did that feel? And you went to people and you asked them and they didn't give you money. So now, when was that? That was Mitzrayim. You were a slave, and you didn't have anything. So, says Rav Chaim Leib Shmulevitz, that's why that was the first mitzvah that we ever had. And that's so many of the mitzvahs of Torah are based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, of remembering that feeling. So, just to summarize, I think if you look at some of these mitzvahs, it's very important that we feel like it happened to us, because it's easier to say thank you. It's easier to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's easier to feel indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And certainly it's easier to feel the avdus of Mitzrayim if it happened to us, and to motivate us to be better people, to be more moral people, and to help out others. Just wanted to say, close, that Rav Cook has a very nice comment on, he says the following, that I saw this in Rav Rimon's New Haggadah, which is, I guess that's my cue to conclude, which is that Chayev Adam Liros Esasma Kilu Hu Yatsami Mitzrayim means the following. He says that the Ramchal says that every time period in Judaism has a certain power. And the time power, Rav Kook says, of now, is that you, every person, has a certain avdus that they're in. Every person has a certain difficult situation that they're in. And the power of the time of Pesach is it has the ability to free us. If we connect with that power, it has the ability to free us from whatever we're going through. Chayev Adam Liros Esasma Kilu Atahu Yatsa Mitzrayim, as if we're going now out of Mitzrayim. So my hope is that our learning and our tefillos this evening will help us out of our personal obstacles and whatever difficult situations we're in, and specifically that our tefillos and our learning should be a cheiros and a refuah shleima for Yosef Chaim Yisachar and Chaim Moshe.
Thank you. We're going to say Tehillim, and then when everybody's done, we'll make a mishabera, and then we'll daven our